If you had brain one in that huge melon on top of your neck, you would be living the sweet life out in Southern California's beautiful San Fernando Valley.
Somebody bring me some water. Can't you see I'm burning alive? Can't you see my baby's got another lover? And I don't know how I'm gonna survive. Somebody bring me some water. Can't you see it's out of control? Baby's got my heart and my baby's got my mind. But tonight the sweet devil's got my soul.
Hello, world. This is Chris Abalo's podcast experiment, and I am Chris Abalo. Welcome to the show, which is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of digital audiobooks with over 180,000 titles across all genres. They have everything you could be looking for. And for listeners and viewers of Cape, Audible is offering you a free audiobook download and a free 30-day trial. So you can try out their service, see what it's all about. I just finished today. Listened to it over the weekend. Daddy, Stop Talking and Other Things My Kids Want But Won't Be Getting, the new book by Adam Carolla, which was hilarious as always. So if you're a podcast fan, you're an Adam Carolla fan, you absolutely need to check that out. So that's one I recommend for your free book. How do you claim your free book? That's what you want to know. Go to audibletrial.com/cape. And get your free audiobook download and free 30-day trial to try out the service, see what they're all about. I've been an Audible member since 2010. I'm in love with it. Love getting my audiobooks every month. It's a blast. And welcome back to the show, of course, Candace Feltz. Hello.
Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm lovely. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for having me yet again.
Of course. Episode 52, which if this was a weekly show, would be a year, but the show's actually been going on for over 2 years, but you know.
Let's
That's
just
okay.
celebrate anyway.
Yeah, we're going to celebrate
just
anyway.
Celebrate everything.
Hooray! Yeah.
Where's your sound effects today?
They're not working today.
Oh, geez.
I think somebody comes in and is just like, they think they're so funny. It's going to unplug the soundboard. Because I tried before, and I don't want to reference it. If something doesn't work, I try to maintain some air of professionalism.
Right, of course.
So I'm like, and there's the client's not working. Well, damn. So,
well,
yeah, no
I just
luck
blew
with
that secret out of the water. Sorry
yeah.
about that.
No, that's okay. You know what's funny? The more I've been incorporating these in, week to week, the more I want to bring my own in. So I got to figure out, I've accumulated some and I want to add my own effects onto here to have at my disposal. So,
well, you know, the perfect night for that would be when the three of us come and make another shit show.
Yeah.
Because if it doesn't work out, then it's
then it's okay.
Mess,
we'll
right?
fill the time.
Exactly.
Tentatively, June 29th, as of now, by the way, folks, if you are devotees of myself, Candace, Norman, and John, we should all be together again on the 29th. But of course, Cape goes on every Monday regardless. But speaking of which, I brought this up when just John and Norman were on, when you were caught in unsurprising LA traffic.
Surprise.
To get here. We don't have a name for the four of us.
I know we have to come up with something.
We have to come up with something to refer some like awesome foursome, A team, like something. Because since we're doing it on a regular basis, I think we need a group name.
We do.
You got anything? I've been thinking about this for 5 months because we've been doing the show that long. And I'm like, I got nothing.
I got nothing right now.
All right.
The
we'll
only thing
we'll
that's in my
out.
Brain is just like the shit show because the four of us together, just really just this side of the table, I'm just like in a constant state of what is happening.
I'm panicking.
Yeah. But I will force Norman to drink a bottle of wine and he'll come up with something.
Okay. You don't need to force Norman to drink a bottle of wine.
That's a fair point.
You'd have to force him to not drink a bottle of wine.
It'd be more like, could you be sober and come up with this and see what happens?
No.
So, no. So I'll talk to him and see if he can come up with something.
Okay.
You know, because I'm not leaving it to John. He'll come up with some stupid ass pun.
Well, he did that night. He said the Norman. But I was like, that
doesn't count.
I know. It doesn't count because you're here. Normally you're there. Just that night, it was fine, but.
Right. That night works fine, but yeah, when it's the four of us, we need a name.
Yeah, it can't be the sausage party because you're lacking the aforementioned sausage.
Yeah.
So, and have no interest in it anyway. So it's like, what?
No.
There's nothing we can do with that name.
We could ask some of our fabulous viewers to come up with something.
There's a point. Yeah. If you have suggestions,
Legit suggestions, guys.
Yeah, not real ones like the four dildos or something. Like, yeah. Give us something with a little bit of an element of like a superhero vibe.
Yeah.
Like there's the Avengers, there's the Justice League. What are we? Give us something like that. Tweet at Cape Pod, by the way, which you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Cape Pod, capepod.tumblr.com as well. And Chris Ball's podcast experiment on Facebook. Please give the show the thumbs up. And I always forget to plug everything. So I'm going to take a moment and do that.
Do
I always remember to plug Audible because they help us pay the bills around here. But iTunes, of course, you can subscribe. Please click 5 stars. Give the show 5 stars. Helps the show get recommended. Helps spread the word. You can subscribe to the show on, of course, iTunes and YouTube as well, which you can get the links at chrisabalo.com. Don't have a custom URL yet for YouTube because they need to, you need to have, I think it's 500 subscribers or something like that before you can customize your URL. It didn't used to be that way, but they've made modifications over time.
Oh, another fancy.
So yeah, not yet. It's going to we're going to hit 500 subscribers in no time.
So everybody go subscribe.
Yeah, go subscribe.
Watch, listen, do all the things.
It's the channel is Half-Assed Media. So there you go. That's, if that helps you find it. But once again, all links at chrisabala.com and yeah, or email the show also. Forget that one. CapePodcast@gmail.com. And I always forget to plug live. I said, we have a lot of live viewers tonight. So welcome, everybody. Hey.
Hey, guys.
Hey, everybody.
I wore purple tonight.
Thanks for... Is it... Well, hopefully it's showing up as purple. It could just be brown.
It could be... Well, the thing is like the light, like I'm a ghost because of how pale I am. Like, this is not great for my skin. So really, you just see my shirt. If you can see me, hey. You're just looking at a shirt.
Well, from the host cam, if you look at me, then it's just the double chin cam.
You have the double chin cam.
I do.
Like Casper.
Yeah, that's about right.
Which is appropriate given that it was just the 20th anniversary, so.
True. Well, last week, Dale Turner was in here. He just looked like an alien in glasses with it was just a really white head floating on a flannel shirt. It was kind of weird watching the video back, like, Jesus Christ. But anyway,
follow, do all the things.
Yes. And always tune in live, by the way. If you catch up, a lot of people catch up on iTunes. Actually, that seems to be where the majority of the audience does. They catch the audio version on iTunes. If you want to tune in live, video and audio, skidrowstudios.com, 9 p.m. Pacific time, midnight Eastern. And you can watch and listen to the show live. And then it'll be up on YouTube and iTunes by Wednesday. Usually goes up Tuesday, Wednesday. That is... Of course, at the not in a derogatory way, at the mercy of Skid Row Studios, which I actually do want to talk because people have asked about the show, especially local entertainers, Los Angeles based entertainers and creatives. I honestly love coming here, and that's the reason we're still doing the show here.
Yeah,
is that it's, as you can see if you're watching, if you check out the video, this is a legit radio.
It's a legit radio studio.
It is, and we can come in here and just do the show, and that's it. There's completely hands off with the tech work, which I'm happy to do. There's no kind of post production that goes on.
Cheyenne in the booth.
Cheyenne, one of the unsung heroes of Cape, who handles the audio and the video. And then the studio makes sure it goes up on all resources, except YouTube, which is posted manually by those who work, to use the term loosely, at Half-Ass Media. We put the show up manually on YouTube, but otherwise, iTunes and Stitcher, that is done by Skid Row. So if you go to skidrowstudios.com, there's 20-something shows, maybe almost 30 at this point, that they have like audible.com, across all genres. They do, though. They have a lot of different shows. You could check out all sorts of stuff, and they're live broadcasting most days of the week with different audio and video experiences. And, of course, a huge catalog of shows that have been here. Most, I think, are still here. So if you're interested, go to skidrowstudios.com. You can, of course, reserve studio time and contact them and get all the details. But I love coming here. And there are a lot of choices in Los Angeles. Honestly, there are a lot of studios that do the streaming audio and streaming video. And I still choose to come here because I like doing it here. I do. I genuinely like the studio.
Good people.
People here are great. So that's why we keep coming back week after week and keep...
annoying Cheyenne.
And pretty much. Pretty much. You know you're doing a show tonight, right? Yes, Cheyenne. Thank you. I'll be there. Are you going to be there? See, tonight, though, she was probably at least a little bit edgy. I'm not trying to embarrass you. She was probably slightly edgy because I thought I had a genius moment of, you might not like this. I thought it was quite brilliant.
Oh, I love when you start things off, you might not like this.
Anything that comes with a disclaimer is automatically going to be trouble. Because I thought, all right, we're going to talk a little bit about the Southern California drought.
Mm-hmm.
And Candace is going to be on. So I thought the double whammy, I shouldn't be pointing this out. Maybe it's pointing out the joke isn't, maybe it deflates it a bit. But I thought, not only is a song that's led off the show called Bring Me Some Water, but sung by Melissa Etheridge. Noted lesbian. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that's brilliant. What a double. And I thought of that at, I don't know how late it was. And I thought, nope, I'm clearing everything out. That's what it's going to be.
It's like every time you can connect anything to like a famous lesbian and I'm on the show, you're like, yes, like you're going to get like a unicorn from the sky.
Well, I'm not saying I would have found a Melissa Etheridge or Indigo Girls song or
Tegan and Sarah.
Yeah. I'm not saying they were at the ready.
Right.
But I thought, because I was thinking, I thought California, like California Dreamin', too cheesy, too obvious.
Too obvious.
So I thought, well, what else? What should I do? And then I thought, are there any songs really about water that aren't like instrumental, like hippie sounding kind of songs? And I thought, Bring Me Some Water. Oh, that's a good one. Melissa Etheridge. All right, that's too good to pass up. Even though it's about, you know, a lover cheating on her with somebody else, it's still like, bring me some water. We don't have any water here. Which
we don't.
We don't. We don't.
I don't know if you saw that photo I put on Instagram today.
I stole it. Actually,
yeah, I did. You didn't steal it because you gave me photo credit, so it's fine.
I did. I saw that, and it was appropriate because...
Yeah.
It's a serious... Like, people say, like, oh, California drought. No, it actually is a serious thing. It's getting kind of ridiculous.
You can't just get water at restaurants anymore.
No.
That's a super first world bitch right there that I'm doing. But you have to ask for it specifically. And I had a little sign that says, like...
It's on... I'll pull it up.
Because of the California drought or something like that, water is only given upon request.
Yeah.
And this is probably the second... maybe third restaurant I've been to that's had one of these. And one of them, the waitress said, I'm sorry, but because of the drought, we can't bring you water unless you ask for it.
Nice.
And you have
to
ask for a refill. And I was like, okay.
Wow.
Well, can you bring me a cup and I'm going to have some more things.
Well, think especially out here when people expect a lot.
Well, a lot of everything.
Well,
yeah,
in general, sure. But I mean, yeah, as far as like water, where's the water? Here's the sign that you... put out there, which you can also find at K-Pod on Instagram or LeShark26, which is Candace's account. She's tagged in this, though, so go to K-Pod first and follow that. Anyway, due to the drought in California, we will not be serving water unless it is upon request. Thanks so much for your cooperation. Smiley face.
Mm-hmm. That was at a bar.
Really?
Yeah.
Just asked for water at
an
a bar.
Irish pub. I did, actually.
Oh, but did you?
To be fair, we had been walking around downtown for like 6 hours before that.
All right, that'll do
it. So I was a little thirsty and wanted just a sip or two before I had a Guinness.
Well, all right, if you're going to drink, it is a good idea to fill, you know, work some water in there somehow.
I mean, whatever. The Irish would be ashamed of me for doing that, but it's fine.
Are you Irish?
We were celebrating, yeah.
Do you have Irish roots?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Very. I mean, I don't look like a ghost for nothing.
All right, touche.
Yeah, I mean, that's really all it is.
Wait a minute, you're Caucasian?
Surprise.
Mind blown.
I know you are very
boy, am I glad I'm sitting down.
By my ethnicity.
Yeah.
We were walking around and we decided to go have a Guinness to celebrate Ireland voting.
Voting for what? Just kidding.
The homos can get married in Ireland. Congrats.
Her words, not mine.
I said it because I'm a homo, so it's fine.
You can say it, that's fine. I call people bacigalup because I'm Italian, but you know.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, neither do I.
Can I say it because I'm marrying an Italian?
Does
that make me Italian by proxy?
I don't know. See, I'd hate to, because my parents are back in Jersey and it's after midnight. Although granted, they're probably watching Jimmy Kimmel because they're a bigger fan of him than me. So they're not watching this right now.
That is rude, parents.
No, it's not. I don't expect them to stay up for a little Chris goes a long way. Take it from me.
I believe that.
Yeah. So they don't need, no. No, they don't need any more of me than they already have. Even with a 3,000-mile...
gap?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, otherwise, I would call and ask him. I'm not sure what bacigalup means. Hopefully, it's not incredibly insensitive. But I don't want to interrupt Jimmy Kimmel. They probably won't answer the phone. No, I'm kidding. It's after midnight. They'll assume it's an emergency. But I'll be like, hi, you're on the air.
Oh, don't do that.
Because I don't know.
Freak out. Your mom would be like, Chris!
I wonder, it might, if my father answered, I wonder if it would throw him because... this isn't an insult to him at all. I just don't think he gets the podcasting thing. But
just tell him it's like radio, except
I told him that. Nah. I don't think he gets it. I'm not sure of the spelling. Otherwise, I'd say we should look it up and find it out. But I mean, you could try.
Just try to Google it. Google's good. It'll come up with something.
Bacchagalup.
Try B-A-C-H-G.
Or B-A-C-C.
Is it an Italian slur?
I don't. It could be the most hateful thing.
It probably is.
It probably is. And I'm getting a lot of angry tweets. Did you look that up, or you had the inside track? It came up on Google. Oh, that's Shame. Yeah, it's not the same thing. Stuff for us to find out. Again, Skid Row Studios, everybody. You got to come here. Look at this. I don't even need to do. You and I just talk, and she's doing the legwork.
Do you remember the first time we did this with the four of us, and she like Googled Fern Gully?
She was
just
Johnny
like,
on the spot with like, Fern Gully. She pulled up IMDb.
There's a TV
we're
over
like,
here, yeah. And she like pulled it up, and we were like, what?
Yep.
It was like magic.
And last time you were here, I Am Every Woman. I couldn't pull it up on my phone. She pulls it up and it swells in just
and
in time.
It just gave me life in the
for
moment.
You,
it was
for you to prosthetize. Yeah, that was so good. And yeah, there we go.
Cheyenne, she's the winner.
Cheyenne, everybody. Like I said, the unsung hero of the show. If she wasn't in there, she'd be in here. But we need someone to operate the technical stuff because we don't know what we're doing in here, let alone in there.
I can't even wear the headphones, right? It's because I have a small head.
I've debated wearing the headphones at all. But because I like to be first of all, they do need to.
Well, you have
communicate,
to hear her,
right? In mission control, so I thought about going with one ear because it'd be weird. Because I've also had people because my if you can see this, I don't know if you can on the video how good the resolution is. If you can see that my left ear is pierced twice, and there are a few photos, including photos from the Only Podcast That Matters era with me having my. What's so funny?
Are you?
Cheyenne's cracking
you
up.
You said that like it was like. My ear's pierced twice.
No, well, I have two holes in the one ear.
That's what she said.
That doesn't add up.
It doesn't
anyway,
matter.
It doesn't. Well, people said, oh, you should wear them on the show. And I said, well, I'm wearing the cans. Nobody can tell.
So yeah, you can't.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, or I can just go like with one ear on the headphones and then people can see the earrings. It's nothing special. Just me with two little hoops in my ear.
I like the idea of like one ear off, but because it's a nice sound.
It's a good idea.
But my head is too small.
Boy, aren't the people who tuned in to hear drought tests disappointed.
They're super boring. Anyway, guys, there's a drought.
Minutes in. Yeah.
There's a drought.
There's a drought in Southern
California. And so there's if you have any suggestions. Flooding in Texas and Oklahoma, which is weird and oxymoronic.
Yeah. What is that about? You're adjusting your headphones now because it's...
Yeah, because they're falling off.
It doesn't take long.
Because they were falling off of my small head.
I've noticed watching the video play, which I don't do much, but I will check it sometimes. Uh-huh. Also do an air check, make sure I don't have any crazy verbal tics or whatever. And I talk my hands a lot, which always annoys me, but I can't help it. I'm always adjusting my headphones. I always got one hand on
you
the mic.
You do that, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm always fucking with the mic position. But that's because I'm moving around.
Yeah.
But
I'm a hand talker generally, but here I just hold on to this, weirdly.
Not because it's phallic. That's why.
No,
That has nothing to do with it. Nope.
Not at all.
Cold steel, not hot meat. And just speaking of hot, drought.
Drought.
Yeah, drought.
So here's the thing. This weekend I ventured from the valley down to Culver City.
Nice.
Yes, and I did not take the highway because surprise, it's LA, and even though it was Saturday, there was traffic everywhere.
What?
So it's just insane.
Not the LA I know.
So we drive like down canyon roads and stuff, you know, and we end up going through Beverly Hills. And the one thing I noticed is we're like valley down the canyons. It's all dry. Looks like the damn Mad Max wasteland.
Yeah.
And then we hit Beverly Hills, and the shit is green.
Yeah, it's green as can be.
And I'm just thinking that number one on the drought list is that we find like 50 celebrities and ring them out. Because apparently they need more water than the average person. So they're holding extra.
Do you think they're having water like airdropped in from somewhere?
No.
You think they have a pipeline from Vancouver?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what that XL Keystone... is actually about water to the celebrities, not oil straight from Canada to Mexico.
They pay the taxes, though. They get a leg up when it comes to that kind of service. I mean, in theory.
I mean...
Oh, look, I don't have any proof that I can whip out for the cameras, but in theory they do.
Here's what I'm
just
thinking.
That's just my guess. Yes.
Their lawns are definitely greener than anything seen in LA. So I'm just thinking, like, I just read something that they said the farmers are now having to do. They all had to, like, sign... paperwork that they have to reduce their water usage by 25%.
Wow.
So I think our number one thing, this is my only serious suggestion, is Beverly Hills needs to cut back as well because they're the only people in this damn city that have any greenery. And fracking. the fracking industry needs to take a hit. But
you mean
they won't.
Start fracking?
No, stop fracking. Okay. Or use 25% less water.
I see.
And then the farmers can use that so we can all eat for, like, you know, otherwise, like, a pound of green beans is going to cost us like $30 in a month.
How many of those said celebrities do you think are using Evian to wash their cars?
Like all of them.
Yeah, I would think so. Because I know some have said the water in LA sucks, so they use Evian to, like, wash their face. Which, I have you noticed that coming here? You come here fairly recently too.
Let me tell you something. They shut off the water in our building last weekend to do some plumbing repairs. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, literally, like, and I clean my house every week, but within 2 days of I clean the toilet, I clean the sink, I clean everything, I had like a pink rim around like my toilet bowl on the inside, my shower drain and my sink drain within mm-hmm. like 2 days of them doing water. And my fiance and I were like,
something's up.
Now I'm concerned.
There's something with the water. Because I do that too. I live alone and I still get the pink ring after like 5 days. I
Does
usually
make
clean
sense.
Sundays. It's mm-hmm. kind of become a routine for me.
Me too.
So I'll put my headphones on, listen to an audiobook from audible.com, audibletrial.com/cape, and or a podcast and or music. Hey, imagine that. And just clean the apartment, clean yeah. the tub and clean the toilet and clean if there are any lingering dishes from the week, which sometimes there are.
Be an adult.
Sure. And take care of that. And I've noticed the same thing in the shower. My shower head started leaking and I noticed there's a little pink streak going down the wall. And I thought, after just a week. That's interesting. But there's an odd taste, too. It sounds
is.
Silly.
No.
You notice it, too?
It does. And here's when I noticed it the most. I froze. Okay, so I had ice cubes, and mm-hmm. I had, like, half a bottle of water, and I put, like, 3 ice cubes in it, and they melted. And then I took a drink, and I was like,
what the hell?
Yeah. Ew. It tastes like pond water. And I'm like,
yeah.
Aaron Brockovich was a real thing one time. Mm-hmm. Do we think that it could be a real thing again? What are we drinking? Tadpoles?
That's a good question.
What's happening?
Well, I get the theory that this is all very helpful. Let's talk about water when we don't have any. But,
mm-hmm. It's fine.
But let's follow this comedic this road to its end.
Go.
Till we've had enough. But there is I understand the theory that the water that's tested every 6.5 minutes mm-hmm. by somebody who's got an eyedropper and putting it somewhere and making sure it's clean is better than the water that spent 2 days on a truck coming from another state that ends up in the aisle in Trader Joe's. I get that the water has X amount of regulation. I just wonder how the quality stacks up compared to other states. Because as it is, I'm pretty sure Los Angeles, or California anyway, is something like 54th in education out of 50 states. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't guess that the water is doing that much better. So
I'm
kind of curious.
I've lived in a lot of other states, and I've never had like the dry skin itchiness that I've had living here.
I'd agree with that. Definitely.
And I drink more water here than I've ever had anywhere else I've lived. So, like, I'm hydrated, but, like, I have dry skin like crazy, and I think it's because of the water.
I think it's a conspiracy cooked up between Bob Arrowhead and Jane Sephora to sell moisturizer and bottled water.
Probably.
How about that? And put that out there as a theory, people.
I think that's a great theory.
I think it works.
That is what they're going to write for the new X-Files episode.
It's a start.
When
at minimum, it's a pilot. I'm just putting it out there on this
just
June 1st, 2015, in case it shows up on Fox eventually.
Just a little
conspiracy theory.
Giving
not
you
huge.
A nugget to run with.
It could happen. Big Water is out. Big Water is out to poison us. Big Water and Big Moisturizer.
Oh, God.
Big Lotion.
We've taken a hard left here.
Yeah. I suggest people go, if you want to wash your car, because apparently mayor, governor, some, I don't know.
Whoever he is.
They're all the same.
What's his name?
I don't know. You're trying to Google Los Angeles. Who's the mayor?
Who's our governor?
A governor, mayor,
Brown?
Somebody.
I should know this.
I should too. It's terrible, isn't it?
I haven't voted in LA yet, so I don't know.
I think it's Governor Brown.
I think it's Governor Brown. I think it's the governor.
Anyway,
he said stop washing your car,
watering your lawn, and everything else.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I suggest if you want your car washed, go to Vegas. Number one, any excuse to go to Vegas. Number two, Who is it?
Jerry Brown.
Yeah.
Okay, Governor
Brown. We were right.
Nice.
We didn't have his name, his first name, but Governor Brown.
Now we can just associate Governor Brown.
Thanks, Cheyenne.
Waters Brown.
There it is.
Anyway. So, yeah, you go to Vegas. It's in the desert. Here's the funniest thing, because I was in Vegas recently. It's in the desert, and the water pressure is tremendous. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Nevada's doing something, right?
Yes,
and
they
it's
are.
It's the fucking desert.
Yeah.
Can we get some of that action here? Can we get somebody from Nevada? I realize it sounds crazy. Let's get somebody from Vegas to help LA.
Like, I'm just thinking, can we take all the water from the Bellagio fountain and put it somewhere in LA? Because that's got to be cleaner than the shit that we're dealing with.
I said
here.
That watching the fountain squirt, and I leaned over. Like, and I said, I think this, it's kind of funny. Well, even when you go to like the Grove.
And there's just Los Angeles, Hollywood.
And I realize that's getting recycled to a degree, but it's like you watch a water show where fountains are moving along to some Frank Sinatra song and providing some lovely show, and you think, oh, this is why the rest of the world hates America. Look at us. We have no water. Seriously, the reports I've seen of like a year of water left, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And ironically, as I said a few weeks ago on the show when I brought in a blue can of water that I got for doing a faux CPR program at work. It's a blue can of water, good for 50 years. Ironically, we'll need it within a year because there'll be no water left, or I got to move elsewhere. Anywhere, because I think everywhere is doing better than we are.
Like, but even just to Northern California. I mean, because they're definitely dry, but they're not like...
They can probably build a pipeline easier to go to Canada or something. Or see, it rains all the time.
Yeah, but
Seattle,
it rains way more in Northern California than it does here.
That's true. The
way
rain falls.
More. Like, if we could just get like a day of rain, that would really do us a lot of good at this point. But we can't even get like an hour of rain.
Well, when it rains,
there's
for
not really
two
anything
days,
we can do.
No. The last serious rainfall there was where it was like an actual rainstorm was last March.
And yes, I know. I was gone.
I was working outside that day. So I was like, I was walking around like Joe Pesci in Home Alone, just going, because I couldn't curse because I was on the clock. And I have standards. Otherwise, you want to, if you want, well, when I'm on the, when I do this, nothing, the bar is ankle high. But otherwise, when somebody else is paying me, I try to maintain some kind of professional demeanor.
Good for you.
Thanks. My only other tip is shower with a friend. That'll save some water, right? Who better to take a shower with than a loved one? Well, not a loved one. Let's be specific. Your partner. Take a shower with them. Help each other get clean.
Yeah,
help
like,
each other get dirty.
Don't take a shower with your dad if you're like 30.
Or at all.
It's weird.
At any age, don't take a shower with your dad.
Don't take a shower with your
dad.
What a weird.
What a weird.
I mean, yeah. We could all just stop showering. Smell like dirty people. Yeah, eventually, we'd all smell bad enough that we'd all just...
But the hipsters already have the inside track on
that.
And I don't want to join them.
And I did walk past somebody the other day that had not showered in a long time. They smelled like urine. And it was not cute.
No. I had someone say, because I'm one of these weirdos who shaves every day, I said, oh, well, you save water if you didn't shave every day. I'm like, right. Because me filling the sink once in the morning with, I don't know, 20 ounces of water is really going to save the rest of the city. That's it. So somebody said, well, don't shave for... I get the stupidest challenges because I don't like facial hair on me. Others like it. And I recently had a lazy couple of days where I had like, I don't know, 4 or 5 days when I didn't shave. I actually only shaved because I came here to do the show Monday. So I think I shaved Monday after not shaving for almost a week since I think the last show I'd done. But it's just me. It's just my how I look. So I just always shave. So I've had people, because I've talked about that, said, don't shave for like a week. Save some water. If people tell me wear a hat, because I don't like hats. I may just
wear
go
a
all
hat?
In. Yeah, I don't like hats.
What does that have to do
especially
with water?
Especially on me. No, it doesn't. Just, I'm saying people throw stuff like that at me just because I criticize.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I was like, I'm not doing the math on that.
I didn't say everything's related. I never said I was any good at this.
Okay.
I'm just telling you, people have said don't shave, wear a hat. And I'm like, yeah, but that's too much hipster territory. I can wear my glasses too and put thicker rims on them and then a full on hipster.
Right.
But nobody wants to see that.
Wear tiny jeans.
Yeah, no.
Yes.
Can't do it.
Just do it.
Nah.
Like, people have been like,
I don't know, women storming the studio. Who said I'm wearing jeans at all? You can't tell from this angle.
Gross.
No, nobody can. It wouldn't bother of anybody. It would have zero effect on you.
True.
You wouldn't mind if I rolled in here.
With no pants on?
Well, I wear boxers.
I'd be like, put your dick away, but fine.
All right.
I don't care. If people want to go without pants, I'm all for it.
And these are all warnings.
But if you're going without pants, I'm also going without pants.
All right.
I don't like wearing pants.
I don't like wearing clothes, period.
Or clothes.
When I'm at home, especially because I live alone, I'm naked. as much as possible.
Yeah, I don't live alone.
I know, and that sucks,
right? But it doesn't
matter.
No, it doesn't suck. She doesn't care if I don't wear clothes.
True.
She's actually in favor of that option.
Yeah, it's not a roommate.
She's not upset about it.
I'll bet. You have a nice body, though.
What?
Oh, I'm saying I could tell from the... Just, you have a nice body.
Well, I
work
out. Thanks.
I know you do. I'm just,
stop
working out because then you'll shower less and save water.
I know.
These are terrible
tips. Somebody said that to me the other day. They're like, just take a shower every other day. And I was like, oh, I work out every morning.
You do really? Every morning?
Yeah.
God.
You don't want me to show up not showered. It's not going to smell good. Like, it's just not.
I don't think anybody smells good when they haven't showered.
Exactly. But, like, even worse when you've been sweating profusely for an hour.
Oh, yeah. If you're going to get a workout in, you have to.
I don't know. People say they, like, take shorter showers. I'm trying to do that. I stopped washing my car. My car looks just a step away from Furiosa's truck at this point.
Like, yeah, I believe it.
I'm, like, washing my windows only at the gas station with the thing.
I did that,
That's
too,
it.
Over the
and
weekend.
And then I haven't washed my car. And I thought about it the other day. I'm like, oh, the car needs to get washed. And I was like, no.
Yeah, we can.
Save the water.
I wonder if there's going to be a mandate to like shut down car washes.
I thought about that. And then I thought, well, if he does that, they're going to have to pay those people that they put out of a job. Right?
You would think. Like, they should get some kind of government stipend.
I mean, you'd have to. It wouldn't be very fair if they were like, you can't wash your car anymore. And all these people are like,
But at the same time, these businesses are losing money because it's like, sorry, there's... We don't have enough water to help these people wash their
cars. Right, exactly. But I somehow believe we also probably don't have enough money to do that.
Probably not.
If the water problem's not getting fixed.
It's taking a depressing turn.
It is.
Let's switch rapidly,
too. The drought is a real thing. If you're out east, send us some water. We're thirsty.
And if, despite the drought, you're thinking about moving out here to Los Angeles, we have a couple of things we'd like to go over with you.
Here's the first thing.
Sure.
I want you to do.
Me personally? Thinking,
no.
Oh, okay.
You, the proverbial... You, if you're thinking about moving to LA, I want you tomorrow.
Bring
when you
water.
Drive, first off, bring all of the water that you can find. Second off, when you're driving home from work tomorrow, when you reach your house, I want you to turn around, go back to your job, come back home, and then do that one more time to get used to spending that much time in your car.
Oh, that's nothing.
Because when I moved here, I came from Chicago. For 4.5 years of riding trains. To ride in a car for that long, you also need to get a prescription of Prozac. So those are two things on the list.
Yeah.
That I think.
Well, people have said that because people complain about traffic out here in LA. And I say, yeah, I hate intermittent traffic.
It's fair.
Sucks and blah, blah, blah. It's based in reality. But they said, what about public transportation? It exists.
Does it?
Not totally reliable. I did for a while when I first moved out here. I was able to walk to school. I was a half mile away from school, which was fine. And while I was working going to school, that was within my walk to school. So it was nearby. When I moved to Burbank and was commuting elsewhere, I took the bus for about 6 months and it was hit or miss.
Mm-hmm.
It was hit or miss. That one of the largest economies in the world, Los Angeles. And the bus is hit or miss. Kind of bad.
Can I take a right turn here?
Sure.
When I lived in Chicago, I used to take public transportation all the time. Let me tell you about something weird that I saw on the bus one time, okay? My friend came to visit me, and it was the first time she'd been in Chicago, so I'm taking her downtown. We're on the bus from my apartment. And this lady, like, walks up from the back, and I'm thinking she's getting off the bus, and she says something to the bus driver, and then the bus driver pulls over. I'm like, what's happening? Okay, whatever. We stop the bus. We pull over. Bus driver's like, everybody off. We're like, that's weird. We have a destination to get to. This is not it. Can we, you know, whatever. Cops come, right? Cops are on the bus. Get out the bus. Get out the bus. What the hell is going on? I turn around.
Dennis Hopper put a bomb in the bus.
It's this bus cannot go below 50 miles an hour. No, it was not speed.
Damn.
There was a homeless man in the back who was pleasuring himself with his situation out of his pants. And a lady was obviously not in on that situation. So she said something and the cops had to come and take him away. And so we're sitting. Yeah, we like get kicked off the bus. I'm like, all right, whatever. We'll just walk.
The irony is everyone else gets kicked off the bus.
Well, the guy in the back is still steady just going at it.
He's like,
I don't give a shit. I'm going to finish this situation. You can take me when I'm done. So
this is a situation, biggies.
He's just literally dick out just like, you know, and this
was he into it or was he just not there at all?
No, he was just sort of like, you know, he had like all his shit everywhere and he was just like this sort of thing. And my friend was like, so is this like, does this happen often? And I'm like, ish. Yeah.
Wow.
Either somebody's pissing in the bag or someone's like fondling something.
Usually themselves.
Yeah. That was the first time I ever got removed from a public transportation because someone else was pleasuring themselves.
Hmm.
And I thought, that's a little unfair. I read 50 Shades on the bus and no one had to leave.
Well, let's hope they don't do that if people are leaving O'Hare. And somebody's on there like, we gotta land, we gotta land. Sorry,
we have
buddy.
To land.
We're going to Knoxville. We apologize for the inconvenience.
This individual needs to finish.
Yes.
So that happened anyway.
The good news is in LA, I don't know if this moves the needle for any other potential transplants, but you don't actually have to pay bus fare to see that. The homeless are doing it all the time.
True story.
On the street, you could see people.
You can just walk past for free.
Pulling their PUD. Yeah. So I don't know if that puts anybody off.
City of
LA,
big love.
But it's okay. Yeah, there's a lot of love in this city.
That's how I like to. That's how I like to call it.
Usually on the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I saw two people having sex in MacArthur Park the other day.
Just really?
Two homeless people.
MacArthur Park.
Having a great old time.
They're fucking in the sun. Mm-hmm. Someone left the dick out in the park.
You couldn't see his dick because he had his shorts on. But you could tell.
What a loss.
The situation was happening. And
can
this is why.
Can you do me a favor, Cheyenne? Please. Can you find MacArthur Park? It's a song, and just put it as a bed underneath. Because I want to picture these people having sex while this is playing. MacArthur.
Who, they were like,
Richard Harris is a singer, as in original Dumbledore sung this song. So if you've not heard MacArthur Park, people, well, you're in for a treat. Buckle up, because this is going to be a good time.
If this is anything like that mystical,
you've never heard this song?
Elf song. I'm feeling excited.
It might better that song.
Okay.
Someone left a cake out in the rain.
I mean, I probably have.
And I'll never have that recipe again. You've never heard this song? I'm not nearly doing it justice. You know Richard Harris. Sure. No?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, there's a little intro. Okay, so let's keep talking about transplants.
Anyway, that happened. So just also be prepared to just see people, but not like in like a porno way. Like, in a not pleasing way. Did you just say something about pants?
Yes. I can't believe you heard this song. This is 1970 something, right? So everybody was high.
73.
1968. Oh, everyone was even worse. Ah, forget it. That recipe again. Oh no.
I just.
You know what? A slightly inferior version is Weird Al's parody, which is Jurassic Park.
Okay.
But this is pretty crazy. You can pot it down a little bit, but keep it playing.
Wow. So those are a couple of things you
nice.
Should learn. Also.
While we're speaking about cars, may I?
Go.
If you're not used to it, you have to pay to park everywhere here. And not only that, but if you're going to park on the street at a meter, the one thing Los Angeles has wisely pumped our tax dollars into is making sure the meters reset when somebody pulls away and go back to zero. So you can't get the 11 minutes from the person who was there before. Have you had that experience?
No.
I haven't, but I've heard about it.
That's shitty.
Because people are pissed like, is this one of the bigger issues? That something else, like the money can't go toward, I don't know, building a pipeline to get us some water or something?
Education. Whatever.
Man.
It's fine.
Education.
Also,
iPads for all the students.
To go back with that.
Yes.
Take a picture of any street signs you see. That way, when you get a ticket, notice I said when.
When.
You can try to fight it if you can decipher the signs, because traffic signs in Los Angeles are like the shrine of the silver monkey in Legends of the Hidden Temple. If you don't do that shit correctly and get it done fast enough, you're fucking done.
Yeah.
So.
You will inevitably be. Inevitably.
You will get a ticket.
You know that happened to me when I went and got my registration renewed?
You got a this ticket getting your registration
renewed?
No,
no, no, no, no, no. Here's what happened. I got a ticket in October.
Okay.
And there was a, I mailed in a check.
Yes.
Which was shortly after, because it was like $48 I didn't plan on spending. And it's, you know, I mean, still a lot of money to me in general, but I was like, oh, great. You know, so I'm trying to figure out the month. It's like, of course this has to happen like at the end of the month when it's like rent's coming up and everything. I'm like, oh, damn it. So I sent in a check. Check was received. It was due on a Friday. Check was received on a Monday. So apparently the entire time I was accumulating fees. So when I went to renew my registration, tried to do it online, couldn't do it because they said your status has changed. And I'm like, what the hell does that mean? I was like, forget it. I'm going to go to the DMV and just get it done. Went deep into the valley. I'm not going to say which DMV because I like going there because it's efficient. So you know, you'll figure that out on your own, people. Trial and error, like me. Went there and they said, you owe on a parking ticket from Burbank. And I'm like, really? From what? And I'm thinking back, I'm like, well, I only had the one, but I sent in a check. They cashed the check. What's the problem? I was like, it was a $48 ticket. Like, I sent them a check for $48. They cashed it. What is it? You owe $81. What? Almost double the original ticket? And they gave me the number to call. And it was basically, it's been accumulating late fees. And I said, come on. Like, the check arrived the day after it was due. Like, the check arrives on a Monday. Like, you guys are Johnny on the spot with the fucking parking tickets. But tune out, kids. You're Johnny on the spot with the fucking parking tickets, but I mail a check and the post office can't get it there within 3 days. It was going to Los Angeles from Burbank. I could drive there in, well, a day. So I'm sure a postal truck.
One day.
I'm sure a postal truck can make it from Burbank to Los Angeles. And I'm like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. They wouldn't take off the fee, so I had to pay $81 over my already exorbitant car registration at the time. And I was like, this is even worse. Even worse. You know what the ticket was for? Parking within 15 feet of a fire hydrant. I didn't know you had to leave 15 feet. I mean, it's one of those things that you don't know until it happens.
I just like park, don't park in the red. Isn't that the thing?
Yeah, but apparently watch yourselves. On 15 feet on either side of a fire hydrant, you're going to get taken. And they measured it out. It was like 9.6 feet, unless you just wrote it in just to be a dick, which of course 5:30 in the morning was when the ticket was written. When nobody is possible.
What
when
part
everybody's
of the month
parked.
Did you get this?
Like oh, middle? End of the month.
End of the month.
End of the month, of course. Because I was like, fuck, man.
Listen, here's another thing. Don't come to this state with a car.
At all.
That is, well, at all. That is like, if you bought it. Okay, so if you buy a car in like August of this year, don't bring that shit to this state until September of next year.
Yeah.
And expect to get a license plate. Don't do it. They will charge you taxes on that shit. They will charge you taxes on that car that you've already paid in the state you bought it in. Don't do it.
Yeah. Better yet, don't come out here with a car at all. Buy one when you get here.
Yes.
From
and
somebody
buy
who's
a
been
beater.
Yeah. Someone who's been chewed up and spit out by the city already. Someone's on their way out. See if you can get a bundle with their couch and their
That's
bed.
That's another
bed
piece
frame.
Of advice. Come here with an overinflated sense of ego. Then after you live here for a week, you'll be about down to the rest of us.
Yeah.
Because when I'd you come here, you're like, I can do everything. And then like a month in, you're like,
Wow.
If I can make it to the grocery store, I'm doing all right.
Mm.
So just come here feeling great about yourself. That way, when you get knocked down a few rungs, you're still on your feet.
It's true. Well, the thing is,
just being real.
Two things I've told people when they come out here.
Mm-hmm.
It can be very isolating.
Yes.
Especially for people our age. Yes. People in their 20s. I mean, I first moved here at 24,
mm-hmm.
And now I'm 33. So a little bit different, but I've also ingratiated myself and I actually have done work within the entertainment industry. So I've met people with a similar mm-hmm. motor, wiring, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
Such as yourself. And that makes a big difference, having people who you can relate to and get along, and just making friends in general. But a lot of people, especially young people who are kind of trying to get where they're going, everyone's very much on their own track and they don't want to... They introduce themselves to you. It's very much in a, they won't outright say it, but it's a, what can you do for me? Or mm-hmm. what can you do for mm-hmm. my career? Kind of way. So it can be very isolating if you don't want to deal with that. So just be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
We're not trying to put anybody off, by the way. Or are we? No.
Don't come here. It's overpopulated.
But the other thing is, it's way overpopulated. There's no fucking water. Come here with a, come here with a pallet of water. Also, it's, when people come here, they were the best of everything. You know, if you were a 10 in Springfield, Missouri, you're going to be a 6 when you get here,
mm-hmm.
first of all.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the ladies, everybody. And everyone who was the best or let's top five in their drama class or whatever, leading the play all, you know, sophomore to senior year in high school or college or whatever it was, the best of everybody comes out here. So now all the best people are competing. But it's not just about that. It also has to do with the willingness to work and the fact that you have to keep at it, because a lot of people show up and they're like, well, here I am. Oh, Jesus. Almost knocked something down.
Chris anyway, is passionate about this.
I really am. It was very Bugs Bunny. Like, well, here I am. And he pops out of the hole. Hey, just a cotton picking minute. This don't look like the Coachella Valley to me. See, I brought it back to California.
See. I like that. I like that.
Thank you. And unfortunately, people, they get knocked in. They're like, I'm going to come out here and I'm going to give it a year. And blah, blah. They're not going to know your name in a year. Like, that's just reality. People think they can come here from somewhere else and assume like, oh, it's going to, like, it's easy from here on out. No, it's not. Like, you come here if you want to be a lifer in anything, or if you just want to check it out, that's fine. But if you're coming out to work in the entertainment industry, that has to be what you want to do. And you're going to have to continue to stick with it. It's, and that's just the truth.
But also honestly, understand, like, come out. It's definitely good to have that sense of, like, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it. Because if you don't come out here with that, you need to just not even try. Like, you all have, everybody has to come out here with, like, I'm going to be amazing. But you also have to understand, like, so much of this industry is pure luck.
Yeah.
And pure, who do you know and who do you walk past on the street? Like,
to a degree.
To a degree, yes.
To a degree. But there is, like, you do have to stick to it and you do have to establish yourself.
Yeah, but there are people who have been on here for like 30 years.
Oh, for sure.
Doing it and are still not.
I think part of the problem.
To the level of success.
And it feeds into, in part, the reason I do this and we do this, this show specifically, is you can't live and die by all that because you'll get very. That's where people go over the edge. That's where people get like suicidal. Like, you have to do something within your control.
Yeah.
You have to. I mean, we're speaking to the people in entertainment minded now. We'll get back to the rest of you in a minute. But don't live and die by that. Look, I've, as a voice actor, I've done over 300 auditions in the last year. Mm-hmm. I haven't booked 300 jobs. So if I had nothing going on other than I'm auditioning for such and such, you know, between 10 and 12 auditions a week. And I'm not saying as a bragging thing, that's the volume auditions I'm getting, but I'm not booking every single one of them. So unless someone's looking for a Michael Caine, in which case you know who you can call.
But only so, if it's reading erotica.
That's right. So you have to, you need to have something else. You have to be happy in your life. You have to have something going on in your life, which has to be not entirely separate from your career, but don't live and die by your career seriously, because you'll drive yourself insane. On to happier things. If you're from anywhere else and you want to, let's say you're from Corbin, Kentucky, and you're moving out here because you think, y'all, I need to get away from all the assholes and pickup trucks. They're here too. There are big asshole pickup trucks everywhere, all over the place, as the great Ryan Tiger called them. Yeah. You're not going to get away from those. They're here, and they still drive like assholes.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of times they're driven by hipsters.
Yep. And that's a funny thing. They're not hauling anything. Oversized trucks.
Yeah.
They're not hauling anything.
No one's hauling water with that, you guys.
Yeah, and they need to start. If you're going to drive one of those things, you better be bringing water to the rest of us. Oh. To the gym so Candace can shower. What?
Yes. Here's another thing. Don't bring fruit into this state.
Yeah. You're not allowed.
I didn't know that.
Wait a minute.
So here's the story.
Yes.
We're driving. We moved me out to here from Chicago in the middle of a blizzard. A plus. We finally make it over the California border. We go through that little like weird like fruit check shit. I don't know what that is. I pull up and I'm like, do you have to pay a toll to get into California now? What the hell's going on?
But it's
on?
Like 25 miles into California.
Yeah, it doesn't make any
sense. If you cross from Nevada, it's not on the border at all. You drive almost a half hour before you hit it. Mm-hmm. It's just funny.
So it was very confusing. I'm like, what's happening? So we just like pull up and like roll my window down. He's like, how you guys doing? Good. Do you have any fruit from any other states? And I was kind of panicked because I was like, what is this about? Right? So I'm like, no, we're good. He's like, all right, have a great day. So we're driving like another 10 miles and my fiance opens up the cooler and she's like, oh God, we have cuties in here. Like the little tiny oranges and shit. And I was like, we lied. We lied to the fruit man. Oh God. So then I was like, what happens? Like, why can't you bring fruit in? But apparently it's a thing.
It's an ecosystem thing.
Well, I'm the reason that we have the fucking drought because I brought like 3 cuties into the state.
You heard it here.
So I'll take responsibility for that. It's my cuties. Sorry about that.
Candace needed an orange and now we can't wash our tiny oranges. Our cars.
And now I'm taking all the water because I work out 5 days a lot. A week. It's fine. Ugh. They should make a water tax though when you come in. You have to like bring like a... like one of those big ass things of water.
Yeah, that if you're coming in here, don't use the water. Bring your own.
Just like, no, just leave it.
Just leave it?
Well,
you got to trust the state with that?
No, I'm sorry. I spoke before I thought about it.
Okay. I'm saying literally get
bring
yourself.
Bring your own shit.
Yeah. Get a U-Haul, a couple of pallets of some Poland Spring and drive it over here. That's a reference to my friends in the East Coast. Speaking of which, another thing.
Yes.
If you're from the East Coast or basically anywhere else, if you are looking for good pizza, Chinese food, subs, cheesesteaks, things like that, they are not to be found here. Pizza, very few and far between, but Subway and Quiznos is all you're going to get here when it comes to sandwiches. There are Jersey Mike's, which are similar.
They're okay.
To Becky's. They're okay, but it's still not the same. Chinese food's lousy.
I heard in Chinatown it's pretty good, but I have not been...
I haven't eaten Chinese food in Chinatown. Italian food's non-existent. So don't even try if you're from back east, you know, like myself.
It's
sorry, you're completely
happen.
Out of luck. And same thing goes to the pizza. Most of the pizza's crappy and people around here eat it because they don't know any better.
All of the pizza's crappy.
It is.
But I'm from Chicago, so I have
well,
like
you're
a bit
from
of
another
a...
pizza-heavy yeah. metropolitan area, mm-hmm. so you know.
They also don't know how to eat hot dogs out here.
How do you eat hot dogs? Well, a Chicago dog's a very distinctive hot dog.
Yeah, that's the only way to eat a hot dog.
All right.
So, yeah. I went to...
I'm with you. I love Chicago dogs and chili cheese.
They're so delicious. But you will find bomb-ass sushi, which I did not like until I moved here. Now I like sushi.
You know what's funny? I didn't eat sushi when I was living here the first time. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until I went back to New Jersey. And a woman I started going out with when I moved back was really into sushi. And we went out to a bunch of places. And there were actually a bunch of good sushi places in the area back in Jersey. So I lived here for 2 years and had never tried sushi. And yes, it is. Now we're just getting into like a super white territory here. We're just like, oh, sushi.
I know.
Followed up with some green tea ice cream. But the sushi, good. The Mexican food goes without saying.
So good.
Really, really good. Don't be surprised when parents are chasing after their kids with coconut water out here because they do.
I also drink that, so
yeah. But I don't understand why a kid who's been walking for a couple of weeks needs coconut water. Because yeah. I made it to 31 without ever having tried coconut water, and
that's
I was a,
fair.
I mean, questionable in other areas, but I mean, I grew up, I survived that long, so I don't get why little kids need. That's a funny thing. Driving last week,
mm-hmm.
Here's something which I think is it was an old bit on the show during the first 30 or so episodes before we came here to the studio. I was only in Los Angeles. And this is probably an only in Los Angeles thing, I think, to call back to a previous segment. Went past a place which is a Brazilian jiu-jitsu
mm-hmm.
for kids. And the sign said ages 2 to 14. Now,
two?
Does it 2? That's what I'm stuck on because I think, well, does a kid actually make the decision at 2 to learn jiu-jitsu? Because that's dangerous. First of all, they can't... Kids don't even have full control of their body.
Like, they don't even
until,
have the motor skills
yeah,
to do that.
Not until 11 or 12, unless it was just me. But the average kid, not at 2 years old.
I got a 3-year-old niece. She spins around too hard. She's done.
Yeah. But jiu-jitsu?
Yeah.
But and then I realized, oh, that's something for the parents to
it's
have
a crunchy
bragging,
thing.
Bragging
it's
a, rights
yeah.
about. Because there's a mommy and me yoga thing I saw too, where it's like, bring your infant to yoga. I'm like, a kid's not going to be able to do anything.
That's not just an LA thing though. That happens. That's like a new wave.
Yeah, has it spread
like,
elsewhere?
Yeah, it's like spreading elsewhere. Like I've heard some friends out east say like mommy and baby yoga. I'm like, what is a baby doing?
Well, it's like self-serve frozen yogurt started out here with like Pinkberry and now everywhere else is lousy with self-serve frozen yogurt joints.
I love frozen.
I think that started here. I do too. But self-serve because I can get like, you know, a pound and a half in a cup.
I can get
and I'm
one,
like, I just had one
like
cup.
17 flavors.
7 inches above the top of the rim of the cup.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I had one cup.
Doesn't matter. It's one cup and it's every flavor you have.
Yeah.
And you can't say anything to me about it. And I put like 57 gummy bears on it. Don't worry about it. Charge me my thing by my weight. Thank you.
Yep. I'm fine with it.
I'm fine with it.
8 pounds of yogurt and toppings.
You just said home like... It's fine.
I forgot the marshmallow sauce. Hang on.
I don't need to take my probiotics for a year. Everything's out here is very crunchy. Like, you'll find yourself after like a year being like, I should do a juice cleanse.
Yeah.
And then you catch yourself like, whoa.
Wait, why?
Why do I need to do that? And you're like, I don't know, but, you know, my friend did it and her skin looks fresh. Maybe she just like got a nice night's of
sleep. Maybe she's taking a vitamin D supplement.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, maybe she's sleeping.
But you find yourself doing those things. So just be aware. You'll become crunchy.
Cheyenne said she's going to shut the lights off and leave. I've got, how much you have on you?
No.
I got a couple of bucks. We're just, I have $4. How much time, you got any cash on you?
No.
Use PayPal. We're gonna butter up Cheyenne to stick around.
I've like $2 in my wallet.
All right, $6. Does that buy us anything? Does that buy 88 seconds, she said. Okay.
Let's go.
That's all the extra time we can get.
Come out here. It's fun. It's beautiful. You'll love it.
Damn. I feel like we're just getting started on
this. It's a crazy
this.
Place.
Maybe we have to do a part two next week.
Yes.
Should we?
Why not?
There's a lot more. I don't know. I think maybe we should. I think we should have an encore presentation.
We could do it.
I have 2 pages of stuff that that people need to know. We spent a disproportionate amount of time talking about the drought. We have no solutions, but except I like your idea about people need to bring in their own water when they come here.
Just bring your own
shit. Bring it in so you're not using the public water so it lasts a little longer. And if you're going to Vegas, bring back something for
bring the Bellagio.
LA, motherfucker. Yeah, there you go.
Just bring the Bellagio.
Yep. But see, that's another state. They can get away with their Nevada has their shit tight, I'm telling you.
I don't give a shit.
It's fine out there. Should we move? Should we take this show to Vegas?
I'm not moving to Vegas.
Why not?
Because.
Why?
I'm tired of people throwing cards with naked ladies in my face.
We can move to the Vegas adjacent.
What? Like?
Like Henderson?
The tiny strip? Okay. I can't remember what it's called. I'm not moving to Vegas. I'm like the only person in the world that doesn't like Vegas.
You don't like it at all?
Meh.
What, do you not eat?
Meh. We could talk about this some other time.
I guess. I don't want to end the show on a downer, but there you go.
Everyone can love Vegas.
And you should.
I like it.
Know what else you should like? Audible.com.
Audible.com.
Audibletrial.com/cape, everybody. Get on it. Support the show. Free. It's free. Just do it. Do it. Check it out. Get a free book. I'm getting very emphatic and I'm losing my voice. Get a free book. It's free. Talk for a second while I drink some
just
water.
Like books. You guys like books. Just go get a free book, okay? Audible.com/free trial.
Audibletrial.com/cape. You don't even need to like books. You just need to listen to stuff and you'll be all right.
You listen to us talk for an hour. Just listen to somebody else talk
listen
about a book.
Listen to a professional talk.
More succinct with a plot.
In written, yeah, something written out. That's not just an hour of ad-libbing. And of course, again, follow the show, K-Pod, Twitter and Instagram. Follow Candace at LeShark26 on Twitter and Instagram. Follow me at Chris Abalo on Twitter, Chris Sells Out on Instagram. Like the show. Once again, iTunes, subscribe, give the show 5 stars to spread the word. Help spread the word. It's all about that, folks. That's what it is. We will be back every week as long as you can stand it. And once again, bring in water if you're coming in from out of state. And thank you for tuning in. I really think we're going to have to continue this next week. So,
absolutely.
Until next time, for Cheyenne and Candace, this is Chris Abalo, and this was yet another experiment. See you next week.
Come out to the coast, we'll get together, have a few laughs.